The German government may be convinced that there's no need to wage a war with Iraq, but some of Germany's elite troops are already in Kuwait working side by side with U.S. soldiers. From Kuwait, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Berlin and Washington may be at loggerheads in the conference rooms of the UN and in the halls of NATO. Yet on a military-to-military level, here in Kuwait, German-American troops daily work together to plan, train, and prepare for any chemical or biological contingency, the euphemism for an attack. But don't think that the German soldiers here don't take some ribbing over their government's anti-Iraq war stance. U.S. Staff Sergeant Mark Johnson is a nuclear, chemical, and biological training specialist.
So when we're doing some training together, we'll kind of nudge them a little bit and make fun of them. But they actually get mad about it because they're like, oh, it's not us, it's our leaders. So, you know, we always want to be out there with y'all.
Ask the German officers, however, about the tensions between the U.S. and their country over Iraq policy, and you get lines from the diplomatic playbook.
I don't want to speak of tensions. I think we should speak about discussions.
Lieutenant Colonel Michael Obernayer is the German commander in Kuwait.
I think it's no question of a wish to do so or to do not so. We are professionals. If we have a clear mission, we will conduct our mission.
And right now, that mission is focused on global terrorism, not Iraq. The Germans' mission stops at the Kuwait-Iraq border, but living and working so close to that fence line could put these Germans in the thick of it if Saddam Hussein launched any chemical or biological weapons against Kuwait or invading U.S. forces. There are 60 German soldiers here in Kuwait, with some 200 more chem-bio experts on standby back in Germany in case of any attack. The unit was assigned to the anti-terrorism Operation Enduring Freedom last January. Asked whether the German soldiers personally think force is the best way to disarm Saddam Hussein, 33-year-old German company commander Torsten Ukeny says their opinions don't really matter. Despite the diplomatic rift, the working relationship with the U.S. soldiers remains strong, Ukeny says, because everyone understands that war in Iraq is a political decision left up to the German parliament and chancellor.
We are looking with big interest about the situation and how it changed and to the discussion. But for us, I think the decision has been made.
The Germans brought 6 state-of-the-art Fox reconnaissance vehicles to this multinational team. The Germans are experts in detecting and identifying all known chemical or biological agents. The Fox vehicles are pressurized to protect against a chem-bio attack, so soldiers can quickly take samples through special protective hatches. A battalion of soldiers from the Czech Republic specializing in decontamination works with 160 U.S. soldiers assigned to what's called the Consequence Management Task Force. While the unit's assignment does not, for now, involve Iraq, the steady stream of U.S. trucks, troops, and equipment deploying near the Iraqi border is a constant reminder of the looming war. Marine Corps Sergeant Major Brian Christian says U.S. troops arriving here are increasingly seeking out the expertise of the team.
And may take advantage of some of the knowledge that we have here in this command. So there's been more effort made probably on the other side of the fence from the other troops trying to make liaison with us and have us maybe help them or give them some guidance.
U.S. soldiers assembling in Kuwait say what they fear most are not Iraq's elderly Scud missiles or ill-maintained T-72 tanks. It's the banned weapons Saddam claims he no longer has. Staff Sergeant Johnson says they train the heaviest for sarin and VX, deadly agents that Iraq could easily weaponize, he says, and disperse over a wide area.
The VX nerve agent, I think, is the worst. It's an agent that stays around for a long time. It has a solid consistency, say like vegetable oil, and it can stay around for 30, 60, even 90 days sometimes. So that would be something that you'd have to deal with over a long period of time.
The multinational team training in the shadow of Iraq war preparations will soon get additional troops. A company of Slovaks specializing in chem-bio identification and decontamination joins the group in coming weeks. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Camp Doha, Kuwait.